A lot of astrologers are currently talking about the Uranus-Pluto square that is going on now and will be going on and off until 2015. And astrologers sometimes like to present the idea that somehow things very neatly fall into place when certain aspects occur. Actually, it doesn't work this way, and it's usually hindsight that allows astrologers to see how certain planets have worked or what kind of magic is happening at certain times as a result of certain planetary combinations. Just remember that it's not about the planets beaming down on us and making things happen. Basically, astrology is like a metaphor, and we can look at some aspect that's going on, and we can also look at what's happening around us and see that there is a relationship between things happening in the same moment. Now, this Uranus-Pluto energy that is very interesting and perhaps telling us that we are in a time of volatility and change is actually part of a cycle that we can trace back through time. And in fact, looking back, we can notice that at the very beginning of the 20th century, Uranus and Pluto were in opposition. This is 180 degrees apart, and it represents a conflict between these two planets. Now, these planets symbolize a certain kind of energy. Uranus is the planet that has to do with freedom, with individuality. It is a planet that symbolizes revolution and even anarchy. And in Aries, where it is now placed, where it's moving, it manifests very strongly because Aries is a very self-oriented sign. And it's the sign that says, I am. And Uranus here is very conscious of its need to be true to the self, to the individual. Pluto, currently in the sign of Capricorn, which is a sign that is as different from Aries as possible, represents a kind of conflict that is going to be hard to work out, hard to find a balance for, because Capricorn, ruled by Saturn, is the sign that has to do with tradition, vested interests, and Pluto being the planet that rules power and the transformation of power in this sign does truly tend to bring up a quality of dominance and a desire to control on the part of those who have power. The history of the cycles of the Uranus-Pluto interactions again start with the beginning of the 20th century, and then there were the end of the squares, the closing squares in the 30s, which was the period when the Nazi Germany and the Axis powers arose. The next time these two planets interacted was in the mid-60s, and this was a conjunction of Uranus and Pluto, and a time that also was a period of social change and rebellion. Now we've got a new kind of interaction, what might be described as a forming square between Uranus and Pluto. And it shows that it's a time of redefinition on perhaps a very global level between the powers that be and the individual, and between anarchy and control. And this is a time when, in fact, I think it's pretty obvious that there is a lot of volatility going on around us. A time when we're thrown back on our own selves, unable to really judge anything externally in the old ways that we have. We're likely, in fact, during this time, to find ourselves thrown back on our own resources and to be redefining our values. And the kind of energy that is afoot, really, up until 2015, suggests that there may even be revolution. There may be a way in which people's individuality so clashes with those who want to control them that everything is shifted and changed. And we've already seen this happening in the Mideast. And we're going to see more of this happening, and we're going to feel it in a way that affects all of us in an internal sense, that shifts us, that makes us look at life in a different way than we ever had before. Pluto in Capricorn suggests that there will be some collapses and reinventions of the way that power is handled, and that we're going to build upon the ashes of the old, something new and different. And hopefully, with Uranus in this position, people are going to dare to move forward and to evolve in ways that they haven't done before, possibly because they have no choice, but also because they have such a desire to be authentic and true to themselves. The exact time when these squares occur are likely to be times when things are more heated up, although they don't necessarily indicate that things will happen exactly at that time. But for instance, next June 24th, 2012, there is a square at 8 degrees of Aries, 8 degrees of Capricorn between Uranus and Pluto. And because Mars is entering Libra just after that time and is going to interact with that T-square in July, really towards the middle of July, there is likely to be a tremendous amount of unrest or excitement around that period. Perhaps not precisely at that time, but very close to that time. And then there will be more squares going on between Uranus and Pluto in, again, 2012 on September 19th, this at 6 degrees of Aries, 6 degrees of Capricorn, on May 20th, 2013, at 11 Aries, 11 Capricorn, then on November 1st, 2013, at 9 Aries, 9 Capricorn, and on April 21st, 2014, at 13 Aries, 13 Capricorn, December 15th, 2014, at 12 Aries and 12 Capricorn, and finally, March 17th, 2015, 15 Aries, 15 Capricorn. All of this is about really a way in which there is now, at this time, globally, a shifting of consciousness, enormous unrest, discontent, and a conflict between those who have and want more, who are trying to control, those who want to live freely and to live well.